From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he's looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court nullified his election win. For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people and its choice to overturn Kenyatta's election victory. Its Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which the court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held in 60 days. The leaders of the United States and South Korea on Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. That's according to the president of Moon Jae-in. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the Trump administration was asked for clarification about Mr. Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone Friday. The White House said in a statement that the two leaders have discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan. The White House says that the president will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. The White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey damaged the Gulf Coast region last week. The request is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, and meeting this Saturday with storm survivors to see firsthand the damage caused by the flooding. It is their second visit to the region this week. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has warned some residents that their homes may not dry out for weeks.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why I think we will be back within a year, if not less. And that's because of the people in the city corporations and people that are just going over and above, showing their support early.
The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of dozens of others. Houston area officials said Friday that 156,000 homes have been damaged in one county alone, which includes Houston, the country's fourth most populous city. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week alone. Almost all of them, according to military officials, are Muslim insurgents. A military Facebook page reports that the numbers are about 370 insurgents and more than two dozen killed, either police or civilians. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forces thousands to flee. Robert Raffaelli has more.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Human Rights Watch said that satellite imagery recovered Thursday in Rohingya Muslim village shows that the destruction of 700 buildings. The rights groups say 99% of the village was destroyed and the damage signatures are consistent with fire. Russia's foreign ministry is accusing the FBI of planning the search in its San Francisco consulate this Saturday after ordering the closure Thursday. Spokeswoman for the ministry said the search, which the United States did not confirm initially, creates a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. Multiple reports that the firefighters there were called to the site of the consulate but not allowed to enter after black smoke was seen billowing from a chimney. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.